you got to understand this about God. God is wise enough to not send you until you're ready to be sent. God is wise enough to not reveal your gifts to the world until you're ready to be revealed. God does nothing before it's time.
Hello and welcome to this Thursday edition of Destined for Victory. One of Pastor Paul Shepherd's favorite sayings is that God prepares you before he promotes you. He did it for Moses, who waited 40 years before God sent him to free the Israelites, for Joseph, who was sold into slavery and falsely imprisoned before rising to second in command in the house of Pharaoh, and for David, who was anointed as king at age 17, but waited 13 years before he ascended to the throne. So if you're waiting on God to promote you, you're in good company. Today's message is straight ahead, but remember, you can stop by PastorPaul.net anytime to hear today's message or any recent Destined for Victory message on demand. That's PastorPaul.net. You can also subscribe to the podcast at Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get yours. Now, let's join Pastor Paul as he shares today's Destined for Victory message, Lessons from the Pasture.
In our previous message, the opening message in the series, we looked at the fact that David's life speaks to us not only about the history that led to his becoming king and ultimately to what God did in Israel through his reign, but this passage speaks to us even about his early life and about our walk with God today. Remember that things written in the Old Testament, Paul said in Romans 15, are written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. And so we're looking at David's early life to discover what are some lessons that you and I can take away from it and apply to our own lives and our own understanding. The first lesson we saw in the opening message is that there are some God ideas for your life. And the challenge is for you to not just think in terms of being about some good things, but make sure you are about doing the God things. And what we meant by that is that God has ordained every one of us in the family of God to make a difference in this world for Him. There are some things that He wants to get done through your life. In fact, the reason that you are saved is not just so that you can go to heaven, but so that you can be a blessing and a help to other people, and you can take some company with you when you go to be with the Lord. God wants you to make a difference for both time and for eternity. And the key to doing that is to discovering the God ideas for your life. We talked about the importance of making sure you are about the business of doing what you're made to do. It may or may not be related to your vocation. We said that your vocation is what you're paid to do, but your calling is what you're made to do. And so you want to make sure that as you live your life, you are fulfilling your calling in God. Now, the second point is where we left off, which is don't worry about being overlooked. We saw that just as it was God who said David is the one chosen to be king, we also saw that the challenge was getting him in front of Samuel, who would pronounce that he was God's anointed. Why? Because his own dad, Jesse, overlooked him when he heard that one of my sons is going to be the king, is going to succeed Saul. He assumed it was his biggest, his brightest, his best. And in fact, his oldest son stood before Samuel, and Samuel said, that's not the one. Said, Jesse, you're making a classic mistake. You are looking at the outward appearance, but God doesn't choose people that way. God looks at the heart. How many are glad that God looks at the heart? God looks at the heart of the matter, because some of us wouldn't measure up. Some of us wouldn't measure to other people's standards and other people's ideas. Some of us come from the wrong side of the track. Some of us come from places where people say, could any good thing come from where you come from? But God knows that He loves taking those things that are often overlooked and despised, and He'll raise us up so that when God uses us, other folk look at that and say, now that had to be God. I hope you don't get offended by the fact that you shock some people. when God gets a hold of your life. Use it as a testimony of his power and his grace. And Jesse overlooked David. He floated seven of his sons by Samuel. And Samuel said, none of them are the one God has chosen. Don't you have any others? And finally, Jesse said, well, I got my youngest, but he's out there with the sheep. And Samuel said, well, I'll stand right here until you bring him. And when David stood in front of him, instantly the Lord spoke to the prophet's heart and said, anoint him, that's the one. I'm here to tell you not to sweat it when other people are overlooking you. Don't worry about it when they don't think much about your potential or what God can get done in your life. Because God knows how to get his will accomplished in your life. And he doesn't need nearly as much of you to be impressive to men as he needs you to have a heart that is fixed on doing his will. So don't worry about being overlooked. Don't sweat it when folk aren't impressed with you. Oh, well. Your job in life is not to impress people. Your job in life is not to be a mover shaker and get folks' attention. You know, when we go down that road, we will often miss God. God didn't call you to go around trying to show people who you are and what you can do. He called you to simply serve him, love him, do his will, and let the God who calls us to humble ourselves exalt you in due season. And so you got to be about the business of doing the will of God. Don't worry when people overlook you. Don't worry about the Cinderella syndrome. Cinderella was left at home while her raggedy God sisters went to the ball. But oh, the fairy godmother had a plan. See, God will speak to you through a fairy tale. I'm telling you, God can speak any number of ways. When I watch Cinderella, I see God. That's the truth. I see God. Man, that is God. That's just like him. He sent that fairy godmother along. And she said, listen, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to do you good and not harm. Plans to give you hope and a future and a husband. Sent that sister to the ball, fixed her up, turned that pumpkin into a carriage. All she had to do was get out of there by midnight. Test of obedience. See, I tell you, you learn in test of obedience. And she went, and all those folk who thought they were entitled to the prince, they danced with him and what have you and tried to get his attention. But oh, when Cinderella showed up, he looked up. Y'all remember he looked up at the top of the staircase. And he danced with her and he enjoyed her company. And then when the clock began to strike 12, 1, 2, heading up toward 12, she panicked. And she got out of there because she had to be obedient. The Bible tells you, do whatever you have to do to obey. If your right hand offends you, one scripture says, cut it off. Whatever you got to do. She didn't have to cut anything off, but she ran out of a slipper. But how many know God works all things together? He'll take your slipper. And the prince wouldn't have known what he was looking for except for that slipper. And he went around the kingdom saying, whoever this belongs to, that is the woman of my dreams. That's the one I spent that evening with, that enchanted evening. And that is the one I want to make my wife. And they tried to shield her. The devil tried to keep her from being seen. Oh, y'all got to learn how to watch this stuff. You Devil tried to keep her out of sight, but how many know the devil can't stop what God is doing in your life? And she showed up and he put that shoe on and it fit perfectly and they lived happily ever after. So don't worry about being overlooked because God knows what he's up to in your life.
Stay with us. The second half of Pastor Paul Shepherd's message is coming right up. We want to thank all of you who support Destined for Victory with your prayers and financial support, gifts that help Pastor Paul share the joy of the gospel message with a growing audience. Destined for Victory is supported entirely by friends like you. And today, as we enter into summertime when donations to the ministry often decline, your support is very much needed. So please, prayerfully consider making your best gift to Destined for Victory today during these critical summer months. Give online safely and securely from our website, pastorpaul.net, or give us a call at 855-339-5500. Again, that number is 855-339-5500. Jesus said, "He who is faithful in little will also be faithful in much." Something to remember if you're waiting on God to promote you. Here's Pastor Paul with the rest of today's message, Lessons from the Pasture.
Now let me move on to a third lesson we learned from David's early life. Number three, not only are there God ideas for your life, secondly, don't worry about being overlooked. But number three, handle well your present responsibilities. Handle well your present responsibilities. Notice now in 1 Samuel 16 what David was doing that caused him to be overlooked. His daddy said, "I never thought about it because he is tending the sheep." I love that. He was tending the sheep. He wasn't out on the hillside messing around, fooling around. He was about the business of taking care of his father's sheep. See, God looks on the heart. God watches you when other folk aren't watching you. God sees you when other people don't see you. So many of us are making the mistake of trying to impress people, and then when we get outside of the presence of people, we really don't care what we do, we don't care what we say, we don't care what we think, we don't care how we act. But I came to tell you, God cares about it all. And that boy was on the hillside, but he wasn't goofing off. He was tending his father's sheep. David wasn't aware of it, but his work in the pasture was actually preparing him to eventually shepherd God's people, Israel. He had no idea that what he was doing with these sheep was preparation for what God would have him doing with his own people. Some of you don't know it, but God is setting you up right now in your life for things you haven't yet imagined. He knows what he's up to, and what we must understand is that what's going on now is actually a proving ground, actually a preparation season. God knows what he's up to in your life, and I've come to tell you that this is a season of preparation, because in God's infinite wisdom, he prepares us before he promotes us. Now, some of us have to get this. You got to understand this about God. God is wise enough to not send you until you're ready to be sent. God is wise enough to not reveal your gifts to the world until you're ready to be revealed. God does nothing before it's time. When you read your Bible, you will see phrases like "in the fullness of time." See, God is not in a hurry. God wants to get it done right. And so God will inconvenience you now to prepare you better for your future. And so some of us have to learn this, and we have to make sure we understand that today counts. God will teach you valuable lessons in your season of preparation. Now, I want you to look at where you are now in your life, what you're doing, because your style, your station, your circumstances, all of that is part of your preparation for the future. How you handle it, what you do with this time, really matters to God. Look at it in the life of David. He is tending sheep, but God says, he doesn't know it, but I'm teaching him some things while he's hanging out with the sheep. In fact, all of us know at least part of Psalm 23. Even folk who don't read their Bible can give you a little bit of Psalm 23. Even if it's just the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. They might be done, but they got verse one. How do we know Psalm 23? We know Psalm 23 because God used a shepherd boy and his tending his daddy's sheep to teach him who he was. David learned about God hanging out with sheep. The reason he was able to pen that is because one day God took his circumstance and taught him, now just like you shepherd these sheep, I want you to see that I am your shepherd. That I am actually guiding your life in the same way you are guiding these sheep. What does God do? Same thing the shepherd does. David said, I found out that the Lord is my shepherd, first of all, and that because he's my shepherd, he's going to take care of my needs. See, David learned that because he realized that when it comes to these sheep, they are helpless. I've got to lead them in the green pastures or they'll starve to death. They cannot fend for themselves. It is up to me to take care of them. And so he found out God is doing the same thing with me. He leads me into the green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. God is the one restoring my soul. God is the one who keeps me in peace. God is the one who makes sure I get the rest I need in him. God is the one who makes sure I don't lose my mind over worry and fear and frustration. And just like I'm taking care of my daddy's sheep, the Lord is looking out for my best interest. He wouldn't have known that unless God used his present circumstance as a shepherd to teach him about himself. He said, I also found out that just like I make sure as I am leading my daddy's sheep, sometimes through some treacherous places, I make sure that they know they're protected. And I discovered that God, even though I go through the valley of the shadow of death, God has shown me that it's not really a place of death. It's just a shadow of death. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow, David learned that it's not as bad as it looks, not as bad as it feels. Why? Because the shepherd is there with me. See, sometimes you think you can't make it. You ever gone through that season? You ever gone through that period? Oh, God, I can't make it. How many times have you told God you couldn't make it? Guess what? You made it. You made it. Oh, I'm with you. I have told God. There have been times. Pastor, you? Yes, me. See, a pastor is a sheep too. He's a shepherd who's also a sheep. And I experienced the same thing. And I've had my times where I said, Lord, I can't take it anymore. I can't deal with this trial. I can't deal with what I'm going to do. Oh, Lord, you got to come through right now. I can't take it another day. Then I woke up. And found that somehow it wasn't death, it was just a shadow of death. It felt scary, it felt hopeless, it felt like this is a crisis, but God somehow got me through it. Somebody here can testify, I thought I wasn't gonna make it, but God got me through. You know what? And sometimes you can't even explain how he got you through. You just know he got you through it. You just looked up and you had enough grace to get through. Just like the disciples when they were out in the midst of that storm and Jesus was asleep on the boat. The Bible says that it was taking on water and that they almost sank. That's a scary thing when you almost sink. That's a scary thing when you almost lose everything. But God loves taking us to the almost point. Because there are things you learn about God in almost land that you don't learn anywhere else. So God has to let you get to the brink of death before you see it's just a shadow, because I'm not finished with you, so I'm going to get you through this. And I've told you, whenever you have those nights, whenever you have those times in your life where you say, I can't take it. When you're up late at night talking about, God, I can't take it. Go to sleep. I learned that. Go to sleep. You know why? Because the Bible says he gives you grace every day. Morning by morning, new mercies we receive from the hand of God. You get a day's worth of grace and mercy. I've learned that about God. See, God doesn't shop at Costco. You know, y'all who shop at Costco, it messes you up because you think that God ought to give you some Costco size blessings. You know, no big old, yeah, I mean, you know, when I see some of those packs, like, why would somebody need that much stuff? But that's how they make their money. They sell in bulk and people love the savings. And so they go stand in the line. They're not worried about the trappings. It's just an old warehouse. But you go in there and get excited about all those savings. But guess what? I learned that God doesn't shop at Costco. You can't get a month's worth of grace today. All you can get is grace and mercy for this day. Jesus taught us to pray, give us this day our daily bread. Not just our physical need for food, but everything I need today, Lord, give it to me. Notice the prayer, give me today's worth. So when you're up late at night talking about I can't make it, God, go to sleep. All that means when you're up late at night talking about you can't make it, all that means is you have come close to running out of your daily allotment of grace and mercy. That's all that means. Go to sleep. Because the sooner you go to sleep, the sooner you wake up. And when you wake up, you will find that that new day, God will give you the grace to get through that day.
You know, when the Israelites were on their way to the Promised Land, God gave them their daily bread in the form of manna from heaven. It was enough food for one day, no more, no less, and he did it all over again each morning. That's the way God often provides for us even now. Put your trust in him today without fear or worry, because he has promised to supply all your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Do you need prayer today? Visit PastorPaul.net, click Contact Us, and let us know how we can pray for you. While you're there, be sure to ask for Pastor Paul's monthly letter of encouragement, which comes at no cost or obligation. Well, it's a brand new month, and that means it's time for a new special offer. And this month, we have two gifts to share with you, two resources from Pastor Paul that will be a blessing to you and your family as you stand with us financially with your best gift during these summer months. The first is Pastor Paul's book, Why God Created Dads, an insightful and inspirational look at the subject of fatherhood through the lens of Scripture. The second is the audio CD, A Tribute to My Dad, a message delivered by Pastor Paul following the death of his father. Men and women alike will be inspired by these timely resources. That's Why God Created Dads and A Tribute to My Dad, our gifts to you this month for your best donation of $25 or more to Destined for Victory. So just call us at 855-339-5500 or visit PastorPaul.net to make a safe and secure donation online. Or mail your gift to Destined for Victory, Box 1767, Fremont, California, 94538. Once again, Destined for Victory, Box 1767, Fremont, California, 94538.
I come to tell you, if you will sow in such a way that pleases God, one day you're going to see the result of your faithfulness. You're going to see the result of God turning your season of preparation into your season of promotion. Because don't let anybody fool you. Promotion doesn't come from man. Promotion comes from the Lord.
That's tomorrow in Pastor Paul Shepherd's message, Lessons from the Pasture. Until then, remember, he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion. In Christ, you are destined for victory.